Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. Join us here on the radio wave. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features we share with you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You can create the content there on the website. Submit what you want right there to the front page. Other listeners can vote on whether they like or dislike your submission, and you get to vote on theirs. So go and enjoy freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, you have brought a story in. I want to get into it here in a moment, but I know Johnson wanted to continue the discussion about the community in New Hampshire. I had said before we went to break, we were talking with a black gentleman who was considering moving to New Hampshire, but a little bit concerned about the racial breakdown of things here. It's 96%.
It's not like it's the first time we've heard this reticence.
And what I was trying to say was that whatever the color of your skin, whatever, you know, your religion, there's a group of people here in New Hampshire who are here because of the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, which is a movement of thousands of liberty-minded people who are going to converge, and many of us already have. We're early movers to the Free State Project. There's this group of people here that's an amazing community, and it's touched on in the movie 101 Reasons, the 101 Reasons film. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch it for free online. It's an hour-long documentary film about the 101 reasons why New Hampshire is the best place for you if you love liberty. And one of the biggest reasons in that 101 reasons, I think it's actually the last one, I think it's the 101st reason, is the community, is the liberty community here, which is second to none. There's nothing else like it in the entire world. We've got over 1,700 people who are here now as part of the Free State Project. That doesn't count all the New Hampshire natives who are also involved. So if you count the New Hampshire natives, we're probably well over 2,000. There's thousands of people here who love freedom. And
I didn't know we had more than 1,700, but you're right. I'm looking at the numbers.
What are the current numbers?
1,755.
In New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire, and there are 16,728 porcupines. People signed up.
We're knocking on the door of 17,000 now as far as sign-up. So we want to get to 20,000. But anyway, there's thousands here already who care about freedom and who are willing to do something about it. And it's an amazing community of people who really care about one another. They help each other out. They not just doing activism, but social events. There's really a robust community here. If somebody calls and they're broken down on the side of the road, they can call Pork 411, this sort of messaging network where you leave a message, and that message is distributed out to hundreds of recipients. Within 15 minutes, a lot of the time, that person who called saying they were broken down has called back saying they're good. Somebody picked them up. Now, you know, there's no guarantee that that's going to happen. There are no guarantees in life, but there absolutely are hundreds of people here now, over probably, like I said, close to 2,000 people here who care about freedom, which means that within whatever area you move to in New Hampshire, especially the more populated ones, there could be as many as dozens or as few as dozens and as many as, you know, hundreds of people within the general vicinity where you are. Now, Johnson, what you wanted to point out is that in any group of 1,000 people,
sure,
some of them might not be good people, right?
Well, yeah, there's that, and just don't also come and assume that everyone wants to be your friend. I mean, and also don't assume that everyone
is
your
friend.
Did I say
everyone wanted to be your friend?
No, I'm not saying everyone.
There's a community of people here.
But there are people that show up with unrealistic expectations, and they think that it's like, oh, you're a libertarian, obviously, we're like-minded, and you're my friend. It's like, and then they get taken advantage of, or then, you know, they make a deal that they didn't really
think
about.
I think mostly it's people who arrive saying that I'm a libertarian, I believe like you, so therefore you should trust me implicit immediately, and then I will take advantage of you. It seems to be the hustlers roll in.
Yeah, I agree
and
with
roll
that.
Back out.
I don't think you're going to find too many of the hustlers are established members of the community,
yeah.
Johnson.
And I would also say that, yeah, people come here with the idea of community. In many cases, they have a different idea of what community means. It's like, I'm going to show up and people are going to do,
right,
like a single mom shows up and thinks that every dude's going to be the dad to her kids that, it's not that kind of community necessarily.
Right. A lot of people are like, can you show me where to get this? And can you do this favor for me? And can you, just over and over. It's like, okay, this is not what this community exists to be, your resource, you know, like for you to leech off of. That happens,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I would say that that's more accurate, is that the people coming in here don't really know what they're, some of them don't really know what they're getting into. I've never heard any stories about established members
Ryan
of this
Marvin.
Community. I've never heard any stories about established, he's not even in this community.
Not anymore.
Seven years ago? How long did this guy live?
No, but you were asking about somebody who was solidly established in the community, and suddenly he was outed. You know,
he was here for what, a couple
running
years?
The Pink Pistols. He was running a massive group still around. I mean, you know, he was established for
You're talking
sure.
about a guy who stole from his roommates.
Yes.
Ultimately is what happened, and he was outed. And the community took care of that.
His roommates, and then later was added as like a child molester or something.
Well,
like
that was after he moved to Texas, where he was convicted of molesting children. But look, Johnson, when you've got 1,000 people, there's a good chance somebody's going to be not who they say they are.
They might take
advantage of someone else. I think you're right.
What I've seen is a lot of people showing up with unrealistic expectations, and that's what I want to quash.
Okay.
I don't want people to come on.
What kind of nonsense is that? How are you going to make sure that people arrive with proper expectations? Are you
going
to
make sure
a Vulcan mind melt through the radio?
You're not going to make sure of that.
Crazy.
But you don't set them up for unrealistic expectations.
I did not.
I think it would be important.
I did not set them up for an unrealistic expectation. I said there's a community of people here who think like you do, who want to, you know, many of them want to be your friends.
I think that's a little too appealing. I mean, I think it's great.
It's
and
true.
Whatnot, but it's...
How is that not true? When you go to these new mover, there's a new mover party every
maybe
month.
Maybe if you're not a jerk. You know, maybe if you happen to be the right type of person.
Right. So, like, let me add all the disclaimers. If you're an a-hole and you want to abuse people, then all of a sudden those friendly, friendly people who are waiting, you know, to be your friends are not going to be so friendly if you're going to abuse them and be rude and take advantage, right? So,
or, hey, if you're a complete social outcast where you are, maybe it's not just the fact that you're politically different than people. Maybe you are socially awkward and it's not going to work out for you. You know, that could happen
too. I'll give you that. If you can't,
I'm just saying, don't expect everyone to come here and don't expect everyone to just instantly be your friend. I think that's an unrealistic situation.
I didn't say everyone's going to be your friend.
I also don't think that you should set people up to think that everyone's going to be helpful all the time because, like, people, you know, here.
I didn't say that either.
You should show up with a job already.
I didn't say that, Johnson. Don't put words in my mouth. What I said was, is if you call this number, someone might show up. There's a good chance of it. Within 15 minutes, most of the time, there's somebody else calling back saying, hey, they helped me out.
That could be a bad expectation. Undersell people. Let them be surprised.
Then you don't show the features of the community.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you continue to call the number with a problem every 3 days,
you're going to be a pest.
You're going to, this is what if you haven't heard The Boy Who Cried Wolf, you should go look it up on the internet.
Right.
And, you know, like, I don't think... Right? Like, we've been here a while. We've had some frustrations with people who have moved over time, Johnson. There's no doubt about it. And there have been some, you know, some stinkers who have moved.
Here's the real point that I'm making. I think that we've done enough overselling over the years and saying, hey, look at all the great stuff about this. And, yeah, and then there's been some problems that have happened. And I think, like, hey, maybe start underselling.
I disagree. I think that we should sell New Hampshire accurately. I don't feel like we should oversell it. I don't think we should undersell it. If you feel there's something inaccurate that I said, please call me out on that inaccuracy. But I don't think I said anything inaccurate. There are people here who would likely want to be your friend as long as... I have to preface everything with a disclaimer? Like,
okay,
if you're a complete antisocial a-hole, then yeah, you shouldn't be surprised if you have a tough time making friends.
Are there large splinter groups of New Hampshire activists who are now complaining about the rest of the community?
Sure, there are.
I don't know. Are there?
Thank goodness.
We don't know.
This is great.
Really?
This is awesome that we have... Johnson, he said there is a community for you. That is just shows there isn't one community.
There are several.
And you will find what is right for you.
What are the splinter groups you're talking about?
I'm talking about groups of people who complain about the other activists.
Well, there are some people who complain. I didn't know there were a group of them.
Oh, there are lots of groups. There are different now cliques of activists who complain about other activists.
Let them complain.
It's massive. Don't expect to come and have this unified front and community. I never said there was a unified front. Well, okay, but
we've talked about the activist disagreements.
You make it seem a lot more rainbows and kittens than it actually is.
Johnson, we were on the air the other night talking about disagreements of activism. I read an article from a new mover 2 nights ago. We spent the entire show on it. where it was all critique of activism.
Okay, well, here's what I would
like. We don't pretend like people agree on everything up here.
I'm not talking about agreeing. I'm talking about the sense of community. I would like people to show up with the expectation that they're going to be dealing with infighting every day and
that's
more
ridiculous.
Drama than they've ever experienced
nonsense.
In their entire life.
That is ridiculous, Johnson,
okay.
And you ought to be ashamed.
Have you ever worked at an office?
Yeah.
Yes,
I mean, when you put
many.
People together, they argue
nothing
about
like
things.
This.
I was at the New Movers Party this
Johnson,
this
you
month.
Go out and look for trouble and you complain that people complain about
please
stuff?
Call in. I was hoping there are other activists listening.
I was at the New Movers Party this month and it was awesome. Everybody got along fine.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day and she has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen, you can't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Her breath is better. She's just perkier. It's just so totally amazing. She's a gorgeous Springer Spaniel. She's 12 and a half years old. The last 2-3 years, she was really becoming very old, very slow, was very sad.
And I thought, oh, this is it.
I was driving along one day, and I heard this person raving about Dinovite. Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
She loves it. She chomps at every last single crumb.
These ingredients are natural. The flax in the yeast cultures in the grains.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We're on our third order now. We just want everybody to know about Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free.
Free Talk Live. Join us here on the radio, toll-free at 855-453. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And Johnson's being Mr. Negativity here tonight, trying to convince people not to join the Free State Project.
That's not what I'm saying. I want people to show up, and I just want them to show up with realistic expectations.
You're trying to paint it as this drama-filled thing where people are at each other's throats.
I want to undersell.
And it is not like that
I
at all.
I think that people will show up. You know, you might have people like that show up to, for example, help you move in that then you never connect with ever again. Like, that might happen.
Well, you know, that's like your fault for not getting their names and information when they come help you move in. Did that happen to you, Johnson?
There are two people that showed up to my move-up party who I've never seen since.
I mean, do they live in the area?
I don't even know.
Okay.
Because I have not seen them since.
Well, that's the really cool thing about having so many activists. I mean, there's 1,755 activists in the state.
Did you have your Xbox 360 go missing after your
move-in
party?
No, of course not.
Or did somebody steal anything from you?
No.
Okay, so it must not be as bad as you were making it up.
I'm not making it that. What are you talking about?
Mark, go ahead and tell me about Freedom Fest.
Lots of folks from from New Hampshire are going to be heading out to Freedom Fest. It's the largest gathering of free minds in the world. It's July the 8th through the 11th, so just think 7 to 11 in Vegas for Freedom Fest. You go to freedomfest.com to register. This year it's called Discovering the New American Dream, and it's the biggest and best yet, in my opinion. It's what they're calling, they have what they are calling the historic dream debate of the century. I'm not parsing any words there. Paul Krugman and Steve Moore is debating Steve Moore. Steve Moore is the Wall Street Journal columnist versus Paul Krugman, who is the Nobel Prize winning economist and the New York Times columnist. And they're going to be debating austerity versus stimulus, red state versus blue state, flat tax versus progressive tax. And something like this is only going to happen at Freedom Fest. This is a big deal. John Mackey, CEO of Whole Foods, is going to be there. Peter Thiel, Steve Forbes. George Gilder.
I believe it's Teal, by the way.
Teal?
Yeah.
I know what he said. Oh, okay, I'll take your word for it. Dinesh D'Souza, lots of big names. Mark Skousen and his wife Joanne putting it on. As usual, it's a big deal. Please come out and hang out with me. I'm going to be there. You can come by the radio row, and I'm going to be doing interviews, and I'll have some bumper stickers and that sort of thing. Love to see you there. Please come on out. When you do, go to freedomfest.com. When you register, click radio, because that you heard it on radio, because that will help us as far as them realizing that people are hearing this ad. And also, if you call the number, be sure to mention Free Talk Live. So it's freedomfest.com, and the number is 855-850-FREE. It's 855-850-FREE for Freedom Fest.
All right, two, your calls and thoughts. Andrew is in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live listening to LRN.FM. Hey, Andrew.
Hello, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, go ahead.
So I'm going to be visiting this weekend. I got an Airbnb for, I guess it's not too far away from the Keene area. But
cool.
I'm going to be exploring the southwest and then the southeast. And then I'm going to be exploring the northern part when I go to Porkfest.
Look out, because the Free Staters might try to stab you in the back when you get here.
That being said, I'm going to be going up there this weekend. It's going to be great. We're going to drive around and just check out stuff. But I'm calling because I was curious if you guys have any sort of meetup or any sort of thing at all going on this weekend that we could attend or meet somebody or do anything, and also any recommendations for things that you would say we should check out, a place we should go to, maybe just something fun to do that would be, if we're making the trip up there, you know?
So here's what I'd recommend to anybody who's considering a trip to New Hampshire to check things out, is to reach out to the different groups in the area prior to coming up here. So if you're planning on going to the Seacoast, go to the Free State Project group on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, go to the Free State Project group and post that you're planning on coming out, when you're planning on coming out.
Yeah.
And likely people
I believe they call themselves the Free Coast.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think their group's open, though, Mark. So I would recommend just going to the Free State Project group, okay. Just sort of the general group. There's like 8,000 people in that group, and a lot of them are here in New Hampshire, and they'll let you know specifically what's going on. There is a calendar that is sort of a group calendar for all of New Hampshire. I can't guarantee you the information is completely accurate on this particular calendar, but if you go to calendar.shiresociety.com, it'll forward you to it, and that's, I think it's called like the NH Liberty calendar.
I wish they were all as good, all these areas were as good as the Keene area at getting back to people as far as people that are going to come visit. We have something going on every Sunday. It's called Social Sundays. Many places do have these meetups. They're not so great at making sure that everybody knows all the time.
If you go to calendar.freekeene.com, that'll take you to the Keene specific calendar. So the calendar for all of New Hampshire is calendar.shiresociety.com, and then for just the Keene area is calendar.freekeene.com. The stuff from the Free Keene calendar is mostly on the Shire-wide one, but the Free Keene calendar is better, I think, updated than the Shire-wide one. So those are a couple of starting points for you. Does that help?
Yes. I noticed that on the, the Free Keene, there's the calendar there, and I was curious if that was one of the meetup things. I know Sunday Social, I believe you guys said it was.
Yeah, that's so right. That's on the calendar with the location and details and stuff like that.
Okay, awesome. Do you guys have any recommendations for something really awesome or exciting or fun just to do up in
the? If you're coming to this region, the probably the most exciting thing there is in the region is Mount Monadnock, the most hiked mountain.
What do you like to do?
Well, let me finish what I'm saying. The most hiked mountain in North America is here, and you might consider hiking it.
Yeah, that's a good
one.
It's also
the largest arcade in the area called Fun Stop.
That's not in this area. That's in Laconia.
Sorry. That's right. Send them off someplace area. Else.
But that's a fine destination.
Not
which
that
is,
far from here.
Isn't that like one of the largest arcades in the United States or something
yeah.
like that? It's like a classic arcade.
And that's why I say, what do you like to do? Because yeah. arcade versus
very
hike a mountain,
from the
very
mountain.
Different.
Yeah.
You know, like.
So there's two good ones, Andrew. What I would ask, what I would do if I were you is ask on the Free State Project group on Facebook. There's also a Free State Project forum on their website at forum.freestateproject.org. That's a good way to get more input from people in different areas because, you know, we're just three guys on the radio. I look forward to seeing you, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's continue. Greg is in Brooklyn. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys. How are you? I haven't called in a long time.
Welcome, Greg. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So I wanted to speak about freedom in a sort of a broader sense. I mean, listen, many libertarians define freedom in a very narrow sort of sense, and I want to increase my freedom from more than just government. But other institutions too. So in capitalism, you know, I would like to maximize my choice. And often that's very hard to do if I don't have a lot of resources or I can't afford to switch from one provider to another. So I think.
Can you explain that to me? Because it seems like capitalism provides choices to me. I mean, you know, like if you're thinking about Russia, where you're from, I mean, it's history of having one brand of pickles during the Soviet Union versus going to a grocery store now and having all the varieties of pickles you might want.
Yeah, I'm not against capitalism at all. I think capitalism is great.
Well, explain to me how it narrows options.
Right. So there's a lot of people. So there's something called switching costs, for example, if I want to get out of a cell phone contract, I would have to pay to get out of it. I can't
sure.
afford the fee.
Unless you don't have a contract, in which case you would be on a month-to-month agreement.
You
like
still
I
have
am.
To buy a new phone in many cases.
Or unless you find a cell phone provider that wants to buy out your old
but
contract
just,
and pays you to switch.
Switching yeah. costs are huge. Think about moving your house. So, I mean, switching costs are a big deal, and he is not making anything up here. Let's,
all right, stand
let's
by, Greg.
Him.
We'll bring you back here in a moment. I'm just poking a hole in what he said. I mean, I'm sorry, you don't have to have a contract with a cell phone.
You shouldn't anymore. I mean, at this point, you know, you just don't have to deal with that.
There's more on the way here at 855-450-FREE. How does capitalism restrict choice? Greg's going to try to explain. Coming up.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can join us online and get interactive with various different features on our site at freetalklive.com. It's the year 91,001 BCE. And a genocidal conquest has brought one world to an end, only to usher in the beginning of our own. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercronius, a new role-playing game for Windows PCs from our former co-host, Brian Sovereign, and Zomia Offline Games. With a story like no other game before, full motion video, classic graphics, and pick-up-and-play controls, Hypercronius is a liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. You can go to the website, zog.ninja. That's right, that's the website, zog.ninja, to find out more, see the trailer, and get your copy of Hypercronius. You can use our code FTL to get $1 off, and you can purchase with Bitcoin if you like over at zog.ninja. It's Hypercronius. Use code FTL to save Zog.ninja. As we continue here, Greg is in Brooklyn. He's going to explain why he believes that capitalism can restrict choices. Mark, you said you believe that capitalism increases choices. You gave the example of a supermarket shelf with a bunch of pickles on it as compared to one type of pickle that you might maybe have been able to get in the Soviet Union. But go ahead, Greg. Want to make sure you have a chance to explain yourself.
Sure. And by the way, I realized that I should probably say, to frame the discussion, there are two kinds of libertarians. There's consequentialist libertarians, like Milton Friedman, who accept that there will be societies and people will organize. And the question is, what policies would lead to the greatest amount of prosperity or happiness? And they conclude that the ones that promote freedom will. And then there are deontological libertarians who just insist on freedom as they understand it from a principled point of view, even if it doesn't lead to better outcomes. So I'm sort of
one of the reasons that comes out, Greg, is because there's so much information out there, and it kind of depends on which information you see and which information you choose to believe. So what we'll find in the United States is that when you talk to people on the right, they get information from sort of these righty organizations, and they're constantly getting confirmation bias. And those on the left are constantly getting the same thing from these, you know, other sort of lefty organizations or whatever, wherever they're getting them from. And so you have these arguments about what works and what doesn't work well. For instance, I've just talked about Freedom Fest, where I'm heading out to go see here in July, where Paul Krugman and Steve Moore, these men are full-on geniuses, and they've come to completely different conclusions. They're not lying to us, they're not full of crap, and they're not stupid. They've just come to different conclusions. And that's one of the problems with the consequentialist arguing point. I used to be that. One of the reasons I've moved to sort of an ontological standpoint is that it is difficult to argue with an ontological standpoint.
Well, beyond that, who decides what's best?
Right.
What's best to you might not be what's best to me.
And I think that is sort of a problem for me, at least, with ontological, is that different people might have different ideas. For example, for me, liberty and freedom is very much tied with how much choice I have. So going back to switching costs, you were right. There are many better examples. Like, I live in a house. It costs me a lot to move to another house. I live in a city. Cost me even more to move to another city. Now, if I have a job and I need to feed my family, but I see that my job is a dead-end job, I'll make less and less every year. Maybe I'm a cab driver and there'll be, self-driving cars. But I can't afford the switching costs of going back to school, re-educating myself, getting some other career. That's what I mean by switching costs. And there's a lot of people that can't afford one or another way to switch a job or switch a place. And they're stuck living there. People in Detroit, they're stuck living there sometimes, and they can't move. So that is.
That's never true. Country. It's never true that somebody's stuck. I mean, you can always, throw your backpack on and hit the road. I mean, you can leave it all behind if you want to.
But the switching costs will eat you up in the process.
Well, it's going to be a very high cost, but you're never stuck somewhere. I don't
believe that. One of the things that drives up, sort of increases the switching costs that you're talking about there is that, maybe there's better social welfare programs in Detroit than there might be in the people who are able to find elsewhere, and that kind of keeps them stuck in a cycle of poverty.
Right, especially if they have to care for children or elderly. So in my opinion, capitalism is great as long as it has a safety net, at least for the children and the elderly. Because, once again, obviously the elderly, if you talk about force, there are other institutions that force people to work. I mean, the elderly had to work before Social Security, otherwise they might die. And I think that institutions like private property and stuff like that are all man-made. Money is man-made. And I don't think there's a problem redistributing a little bit of it in order that people can use that safety net to take risks. And if they
I don't have a problem with redistributing it voluntarily. The problem that I encounter, it comes up when you want to force someone to redistribute their wealth to others. That's where I think we disagree, because you're willing to employ people to use that force. You're willing to threaten people over what you think is best. I'm only willing to persuade them.
Well, I don't think it's force that's built into the system. Like, if you're an employee,
you're just ignoring it then.
Well, if your taxes are withheld, it's not like someone puts a gun to your head. It's already withheld.
What if you say no?
What if the business owner says no? I would prefer not to withhold taxes.
Well, then the state won't allow that business to operate in that state, which is the contract.
What if the business owner says, I'm going to operate anyway, and I'm going to open my doors?
Well, what if I say I'm going to pay without live without rent in my apartment anyway?
Just answer the question. What happens to the business owner who says,
Greg's correct that force gets employed all the time. He has made this point before, and it's extraordinarily impression. It has changed the way I view things. Greg is right. Force gets employed all the time. If somebody wants to come on your property and put a tent here, they have a right to live, but they don't have a right to live on your property. You will at some point use force to move them
That's
off.
That's defensive force, the difference being between defensive and aggressive force. In this case, we're talking about aggressive force, which is what I object to, and you would use aggressive force against people to fund the programs you think are important, correct, Greg?
Well, no. I am saying that the state is simply a larger organization than a mall, and you agree with the mall using force to evict the store that's not paying rent, then why can't you say that a city might say
the mall pays for their property. The mall pays for their property. How does the state get its property?
It stole it from people with guns. I mean, that's how it does it. And now the state, as far as Greg's concerned, legitimately owns all
right.
the land
as far
and
as
essentially
Greg's
owns all the people
the
in it.
The use of aggressive force to acquire property is acceptable.
The question for Greg is, and I understand you guys are trying to work your way around it, is that, A, we can't go find a new piece of land where people who believe like I do can go, so can we get together and buy a large piece of property and create our own little country where we don't have to live under the rules that that other people want? Maybe we can create a little country with our own rules. Would we be able to do that, Greg?
I think in an ideal world, you should be able to do that. And people have tried to do that with micronations, but they've been taken over. Like Sealand actually
by people with guns.
So I'm glad we're on the same page on that. Thanks, Greg, for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. James is with us in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Hey, guys. I saw Johnson's call to action on Facebook to talk about drama and if it increases in your life when you move for the Free State Project. I just wanted to chime in on that.
Yeah, please.
Cool. Yeah, so, I mean, my experience is that I haven't seen any increase in the drama in my life upon moving here.
Excellent.
And I think it probably all depends on who you move and then hang out with once you
Absolutely.
Get on the ground, right?
And you're hanging out with families, right? You're in the family scene.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, I'm out here on the seacoast, and, you know, the people I hang out with most, like, don't tend to, you know, get drunk and say mean things to each other or, you know.
So, wait, are you saying that you know a bunch of people in the community who have engaged in that sort of behavior?
I mean, I've heard tale, right, out west where you guys are. I think it happens from time to time. But I think it's like, you know, it's going to be unavoidable in a community this big for people to complain about each other on Facebook, especially, you know.
Yeah, it's an indicator that we actually have a community, that not everybody gets along, that it's such a large community. If you want to hang on, we can bring it back here. That it's such a large community that not everybody does get along. But it can be avoided, as James is pointing out here. It just depends on who you choose to hang out with. You want to hang out with people that are swapping around their girlfriends and boyfriends, and, you know, and there's going to be some drama there, right? 855-453, that's the toll-free number here tonight. You can share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you. If you dial now to 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a YouTube channel, by the way. We record the cam stream every single night here on Free Talk Live, and it goes up over at youtube.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to that channel. That's youtube.freetalklive.com. So enjoy those, plus plenty of MP3 archives going back for years on our website. Get it all over at freetalklive.com. As we go back to James in New Hampshire, listening in the Dover area.
I'd just like to make a point real quick before we get back into it. It's just, you know, like, I'm not trying to say that, oh, you come to New Hampshire and be wary, because at any given moment somebody might stab you in the back because there's so many, you know, like, ne'er-do-wells here. That's not really what I'm saying. I'm just saying that I've encountered a lot of people who show up to New Hampshire who have moved for the activism, and because you get involved in this community where suddenly it's so different than everywhere else that you're suddenly exposed to all these people that are so like-minded that you get this sort of like wash over feeling of everyone is less minded, and I can trust everyone suddenly because they all believe exactly like me.
Yeah.
And that's the mistake. It's the unrealistic expectation. And some people who also show up who don't show up with jobs, and they think that they can just find a community that's going to support them. And what I'm saying is, have realistic expectations. This is a big community, but it's still human beings.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and don't expect to be taken care of.
We've
you know,
never
don't
pretended
expect to,
that it was a utopia or anything like
but
that.
But I think that you don't talk about all the people. For example, there are a lot of people who have left.
We've talked about a lot of that. Actually.
I don't know.
Well, people move, though. I mean,
right. I mean, it's a huge community. You can't expect everyone to stay, although The whole point is for people to come and stay and be part of the Free State Project. But
those people are unremarkable. They've left. They're not really worth talking about anymore.
That's just inevitable.
It's just inevitable.
Well, that's silly. I think you got to look at the mistakes and you got to look at what has caused
the mistake about people moving.
I think it is.
Everybody's got their own personal
I want to retain
journey.
Everyone.
You are a crazy little dictator.
I agree with that.
I don't think that makes it a dictator. I think I want to appeal to people.
Only in your own mind.
What people don't... Why would you not want to try and appeal to people?
We are appealing to people. What happens is everybody has their own path.
In order to truly
appeal
to people, you also need to look at the people who have left.
Why did they leave? Ask that question. They have their own journey that they're on, Johnson, and their journey took them out of New Hampshire. For some of them, it takes them out temporarily. They come back. For others, we've had people come back.
Sure, absolutely.
For others, they haven't come back yet. Maybe they never
Derek
will.
Jay.
Derek J. came back. But
right,
so
that's
for
what
others,
I'm saying. People
maybe
come
they,
back.
Maybe
exactly.
they won't come back. That's okay. It's their life. They can do what they want. We can't retain 100% of the people that move here. That's
sure, but,
things
but I don't want to bury my head in the sand and not look at it. Let's look at it.
Well,
why not
do?
Look at you? You look at it and say, hey, why did this person leave? Is there anything we can do to change what happened to make this person, you know, want to leave? Is there anything that we can do to appeal and make sure and make people come back once we've hit the number, for example, once we've hit the 20,000? How fast can we get people back here? Because maybe that hitting that number will change people's minds and say, hey, I left New Hampshire, but now we've got it and things are really starting to happen. Can we get them back? You know, let's look at it. Let's not bury our heads in the sand and avoid it.
Nobody's burying their heads in the sand,
Johnson. I think by saying that they don't matter anymore, they're completely unimportant, is nonsense.
Well, to me, that's how I feel. If you quit, you don't really matter up here in New Hampshire. James, you're back on with us here. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, it's actually funny. You may have seen me call in and then drop off the other night just because I got home, but I was calling to thank you for telling me about the Free State Project because I was driving home from swimming in the ocean with five other volunteers' families with all of our kids running around and no one screaming at anyone, and it really was feeling like living in a utopia, and I was like, I don't know, just feeling like the luckiest person and like this was the best decision I had made. And
so you don't feel like it was oversold?
No. I mean, for me, it was undersold, if anything, just because, you know, you may remember, I reached out to you many years ago and asked about what the family situation was like up here because we had the two young kids. And I think at that time, the family situation probably wasn't as strong as it is now. But, yeah, I mean, we hang out with Liberty people every day. I'm trying to think. I'm sure I've heard people say a bad word about someone else, but not really in any sort of, like, malicious way. But, again, it's just, I guess, the crowds you walk in, right? I mean, I don't hang out with any of the people on Facebook.
What do you think, James? Should we be all flustered over the people who've left New Hampshire and try to figure out how to win them back, or should we just focus on bringing new people here?
No, I mean, certainly my goal is to just spread the word about the great things I observe here, because I know for me, like especially being a libertarian or a voluntarist family, the feeling of loneliness where we had lived previously was just uncanny, really. And I think, you know, I didn't even realize what the family situation was like up here for like-minded folks. So I'm doing my best now to promote it as hard as I can, because I just know there are people out there that are like wringing their hands wondering if the families nearby are going to tell their kids that they should join the army, or you know, that their parents are wackos or whatever else. So.
See, this is the one thing that of what Johnson said that I agree with is to there have been very few of the people who've left have I looked at. And I look at every one of the situations that I see and sort of, you know, parse out in my own mind why they left. And usually I come to a conclusion that for that person, it may have been the right decision for them to decide to leave. You know, whether it's that they've got to get their crap together or that they've got pressures in their life that require them to move elsewhere. Or they've got a good job or a variety of reasons. I usually don't get too mixed up about it.
Me neither.
Now,
them the best. I hope they come back.
There was one that left not too long ago, the Chase guy who was from the Blue Ridge Liberty Project.
That's right, yeah.
Who moved up here.
Had a baby.
Yeah, had a baby, moved up here, and then decided it wasn't for him.
Had the baby up here and then left.
And this wasn't for him and moved back to the Blue Ridge Liberty Project.
Yeah.
I've always wished that there was more of this sort of family commune thing for the young parents, because there are people that really want that. Mm-hmm. That I wish that somebody would sort of spearhead that.
That's what The take.
There is a group of people that are spearheading that. I don't remember what area. Like, is it the Antrim area? I don't know.
I don't know what the specific are.
There is a group.
I have no interest in
family centric area of.
Well, that's the thing. Not everybody's a leader, right? Not everybody who moves here is going to want to take the spearhead on
right.
that.
They're well, that's really what the complaint is for most people. Is somebody hasn't already done this for me?
Yeah.
You know, if somebody leaves.
These are the early movers. You're going to need to be a leader. You're going to need to be a doer. You're going to need to be willing to plant your feet in the ground and do stuff. But when you look at the, and by the way, James, thanks for the call and thanks for sharing your experience. I'm glad it worked for you and you didn't feel it was oversold, because I felt we've always been open about the conflicts that have happened here. We've talked about some of those things. But let's look at some of it real quick before we continue with your calls. Briefly, let's look at a couple Free Talk Live co-hosts. You want to talk about people who were very visible when they left.
Mm-hmm.
About Michelle Seven.
Right.
Great example. She is no longer here, and one of the primary reasons for it is because there's a warrant for her arrest. So what do you want to do about that one, Johnson? How are we going to lure Michelle Seven back here? Okay, how about Sam Dodson?
Change the laws.
How about Sam Dodson, because he, well, that's changing the laws. I'm going to make that warrant go away. But anyway, how about Sam Dodson? He left because he wanted to go build an underground house in Texas to be back closer to his family.
Well, among other reasons.
What are you going to do? Get his family to move up here?
Right.
So everybody's got their own individual story. How about Andrew Carroll? He was he made headlines for civil disobedience with marijuana years ago, and he left. Why? Because he wanted to go into the music scene in California. There's a music scene on the seacoast.
I've actually heard of people who have wanted, who've decided that they did not want to move to New Hampshire because the music scene just wasn't robust enough.
Again, and that's a problem with people who aren't willing to create something.
Well, they can't. I mean, you can't necessarily.
Yeah, you can. You go and you put a band together and you start playing. You can create things here in New Hampshire. Let's go to Naomi. She's in Manchester. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian.
Hey there.
Hi,
you're on the air.
Hello.
In regards to the drama, I have to say that anybody who's ever lived in a small town knows that it's really, really easy to get caught up in some of the surrounding drama. Mm-hmm. And New Hampshire very much is a small, it's a small state. And even for people who have moved here for the Free State Project, it does feel like a small state. And I do agree with what was said earlier, that it is very easy to get caught up in like-minded people and like-minded ideas, and it's very easy to trust people when you first moved here. But I also think that people run out of things to talk about, people run out of things to do, and in New Hampshire, it is a very small state, and there's not much to do. So I think without goals and without things to do and without people coming here with a plan, I think that leads to just people leading normal behavior, and normal behavior in small areas is to gossip, is to do things like that.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yeah. A lot of young people move to big cities because they think they're going to find a solution there. I recall you lived in New York, right?
Yeah, I was about to say, I lived in New York, and you don't really see a lot of drama there. There is a lot of people, but because there is a lot of people, if you have somebody who's giving you problems, you tend to walk away because there are so many people to meet and there are so many things to do.
Right.
Because you just go, whatever, that doesn't affect me. I don't want to be a part of it.
On my call to action, Robin made a very good comment where she said that she wished that she had, when she lived here, focused on doing more of her own thing and less on trying to be a part of the community.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah. Not to say that it's a bad thing to be part of the community, but if it's getting too much for you, then, you know, do other things. And thank you, Naomi, for the call tonight. And I agree. You know, look, I got plenty of things to do. I don't have time for, you know, the drama going on wherever it's going on. If it comes and affects me, I try to minimize it as quickly as possible. But anyway, it is a community, and there's ups and downs, obviously. But I say the ups are way better than anywhere else. We'll see you tomorrow on freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.